Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Peter, a few words in English, please. When you heard about this development of the national second tier for the Australian football, what was your reaction? What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a good thing. It's good for the development of the game. It's good for for the opportunities for more players to be given opportunities to play and develop and improve. Good for Australian soccer. My question is how financially it's going to be viable, and that's the big question.
That is one challenge. Any other concerns that you may have?
Well, the other thing is, obviously the fans and trying to attract a new generation of fans. The fans, we're not talking about my age group or my dad's age group, because my dad's age group, well, that's those guys are really non-existent, really. But my generation, surely we will go. But what about the young generation? That's the thing that they need to attract, and that's the goal. Marketing-wise, this is what they've got to try to achieve.
Currently, the A-League is played in the spring and summer months here in Australia, and the NPLs are played in the winter months. What's your view on when the games of the B-League should take place?
I think it's a big issue, but personally I think winter is the way to go and play football. That's the way we always known it to be, changing seasons from winter to summer to trying to get around and get more media coverage or whatever, avoid the rugby league or AFL. I don't think it's worked, because there's been games where you play them 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun is still burning. It's not cool. People still, don't go. They still stay at home. There's not many teams that are attracting good football crowds in the A-League anyway. There's only a few that are whatever. So I think winter is the way to go. That's my opinion.
Now, for many of those clubs, the 8 foundation clubs, as they call them, for the B-League, have close associations with some of the migrant communities. Do you believe those links with the migrant communities should be retained and become even more stronger, or at the same time the clubs should take initiatives to attract more spectators, possibly from other communities too?
I think you need to concentrate on your own community. And example, Sydney Olympic. Sydney Olympic has got a big, huge Greek community, and the vast majority follow Sydney Olympic and results. They might not go to the games, but the vast majority do follow the club. The thing is, you've got to excite those people and get them to the games. And how are you going to get them to the games? By promotion, by getting guest players from Greece or wherever around the world to excite them to come to the game. That's the challenge.
Any other concluding remarks?
Mate, I wish them all the best. Anything to improve the development of players in Australian soccer is good, but it's got to be financially viable, and that's the big challenge.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.